Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 11, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released May 7th and 8th, 2003.
Nazarene, I recently saw a news report about a rare giant squid being found near Antarctica. Unfortunately, it didn't survive its capture, but those studying it have never seen anything like it and say it was a killing machine. Was this creature of earthly origins?
Oh, yes, Alora. This was one of God's creations, one of His wonders of the sea, and there are some things underneath the sea that man hasn't even found yet and probably will hope someday that he never finds, if they do not go extinct before man discovers them at all. But no, this is one of God's creatures. God made this ages ago, and it grew and matured and became the creature that it is today. Sometimes little things, when they have an opportunity, become very big things. And these creatures once ruled the sea. They were the masters of their domain. Unfortunately, man, in his lust and greed, has destroyed much of their food sources, and many of them have died off because they don't have anything to eat anymore. Man has so devastated the food chain that he can't understand that he has to leave something behind for somebody else. But this is one of God's creatures. This is one of God's wonders, and God's wonders are pretty marvelous. When you look at all of the things that God has put into this world and how they have changed and multiplied and become the things that they are today, it is just absolutely marvelous that the Father, in His divine way, has been able to do so many marvelous things with the creatures that He has created. It is just a miracle.
Ah, I thought it was from the aliens. But that's cool, Nazarene.
Everything the Father does is cool, Alora, or hot, or groovy, or whatever you want to call it. That's what makes His universe wonderful.
We'll be back after the break.
Speaker Gerald Polly here. I have written a book called The Book of the Nazarene. What's the address, Linda?
www.voicesfromspirit.com/B15N7/cover.htm. Nazarene, why do psychics, including myself, sometimes taste food spirits we work with are eating in the afterlife? And how does this happen?
Well, the how and the why, Alora, are the same because you are in close proximity with them. Your vibrations are intertwined. You work with them so much that it is almost like you become a part of each other. You think like one another. You work like one another. You become so entwined with one another that you pick up impulses from one another. When you're eating things, they become aware of it. When they're eating things, you become aware of it. When they smell things, you become aware of it. When you smell things, they become aware of it. Boy, they wish they wouldn't sometimes. But these are a fact of life when you do what you do. You have the power to transmit to them, and they have the power to transmit to you. And by becoming so close with one another, you pick up each other's feelings. You pick up each other's desires. You pick up each other's needs. It is one of the things that the aspects of your work that some have a very difficult time dealing with. They sometimes cannot shut off the emotions and the feelings that they are getting from the afterlife, and this can drive them into great depression and great distress. And this is why we have to be very, very careful with those that we work with, that we don't overburden them and cause them to have too many of our feelings and too many of our desires, and that they have their own thoughts and their own wishes, because if they don't, it'll destroy them. It is a very careful thing that we do, Alora.
Fantastic, Nazarene. I didn't know they could taste and smell stuff we do.
Of course, Alora. For everything, there is an equal and opposite reaction. We can't break infinite law. Even God is not above that.
We'll be back again.